An inspiring weight loss story.
I saw Arthur's video.
I made some bad choices about exercise.
With the knee braces, the back brace, the canes.
And I made some bad choices about eating.
And his belly was out to here.
And when I saw him trying to do this with crutches, I thought, okay, I can do this.
I started DDP yoga at 601 pounds. So I've lost 180 some odd pounds.
With DDP yoga, I dropped 185 pounds.
Lost over 92 pounds.
A year ago, I couldn't walk to my mailbox. And yesterday, I ran a 5K, and it's because of DDP yoga.
You gotta be kidding me! Robert.
I've lost 65 pounds. More importantly, man, I've got my life back. I have the ability to dream again.
57 years young. This is what DDP Yoga is all about. It helps you hold back the hands of time. It's DDP Radio.
Welcome, my friends, to another edition of DDP Radio right here at DDPRadio.com. My name is Mike Mullins, and I am joined by the lovely, the inspirational, and the very literary Stacey Morris, as well as...
Hey,
Stacey, how you doing?
How you doing? I'm great. How are you?
Awesome. And we got Robert MC on the line, too. This is a very special edition of DDP Radio. We talked about it a little bit last week. We hit it. There's been some great authors in time, Ernest Hemingway, Mark Twain, Charles Dickens. But I'd like to know when one of those loses 180 pounds, then come talk to me. Stacey Morris has a new project. Now tell us about it, Stacey Morris. Clean Comfort.
Yeah, Clean Comfort, because, well, first of all, you know, we all know I love food. I still do, and I always will. And I love comfort food. And I kind of figured out when I started this DDP yoga and the whole gluten-free, dairy-free lifestyle that if I was going to make it work and make change last and, you know, kind of be a lifetime thing, I would have to figure out how to enjoy food, manage my love of food, and also strike a balance between, you know, really good tasting and healthy. And so about 4 years ago, I started food writing and blogging and my own version of recipe development. And I realized I have enough material for a book pretty much. And then when Chef Bill came into my life, he gave me even more ideas and inspiration and recipes. And the result is this book, which I don't really call it just a cookbook. It's a little bit of a memoir too, because I think you need, if you're going to really recover and make a fresh start coming off of binge eating or emotional eating, you've got to have some traction. And I'm very, you know, I believe in honesty and truth, and I'm very open about my life and how it was as a binge eater. And some of the experiences I had with dieting and binging and trying to control food. And it just kind of recounts my struggle and how I overcame it.
And, Stacey, I when I first joined Team DDP Yoga, which was before the Arthur boom, before everything kind of blew up, and there was only a few really people that really were just long-term people in the DDP Yoga community, and you were one of my favorite people to follow. And one of the reasons was not just the great recipes, but you really had an understanding of the mental battle that food brings, which I connected with. I tell people all the time, just because I lost weight doesn't mean I still don't have that fat brain. And you really had the emotional aspect of, you know, being overweight down to a science. And that's something people don't grasp a lot of times, I feel. A lot of people are getting on the workouts, but when it comes to the eating part, people think that they're just cured once they buy the DDP Yoga DVDs, and that's what drew me to your story, is just the amazing in touch mentally you are with weight loss. Is that featured in the book a lot?
Yeah, that's definitely talked about. You know, my first two experiences with big weight losses were in my 20s, And I was really of the belief that if I lost the weight, that all my problems would be solved and I wouldn't have any of those issues with food. And that really has nothing to do with it. They're two separate entities. And I lost 100 pounds twice when I was in my 20s and really hadn't done any of the inner work. So the weight came right back on. And basically, you know, I had to really reexamine why I was misusing food. And, you know, food was like my security blanket. It was a safety valve, like a stress release. And I had to learn to do things differently, to manage stress differently, to kind of sit and hang out with uncomfortable feelings. It took me a while, but I made the connection that, you know, food really isn't solving my problems. It's just actually making them worse, because then, you know, I had to deal with weight gain and buying new clothing and buying bigger sizes, and it was an escape that didn't work. But yet, I still to this day love food, and it's very important that I look forward to meals and that I enjoy food, and it's okay. We're meant to enjoy food. It's meant to be fun and pleasurable. I think we all have to figure out for ourselves what that middle road is between utter abandoned decadence and being unrealistically strict. And, you know, neither of those is really the way I want to be. So I chose a middle road, and I'm hopefully outline that, you know, in the book.
And your journey is perfect for setting up, you know, you hear a lot of time, oh, it's not weight loss, it's a lifestyle. You hear that quite a bit, but I don't think people truly grasp that, because I think a lot of people look at, you know, weight loss as a diet. And you prove to people that, and especially me, that you can enjoy your weight loss. People think that you have to sit there and eat a head of lettuce every day. I've looked at your recipes, and I've eaten quite a bit of your recipes. This past fall, we were going to a fair, and I had to be up at like 4 o'clock in the morning. And I'm thinking, I'm going to grab Pop-Tart. What can I grab? Just something quick and easy. That's what I usually would have grabbed. And I saw this awesome baked apple recipe that you had on your site, and it was so easy and so doable, yet so delicious. And you can cook that up, and I thought that was much better than grabbing it. That was a million times better than grabbing a donut at Dunkin' Donuts. I honestly say this all the time. Since I've gone gluten-free and started eating clean, not only am I eating better food, I'm eating better, because I've taught myself how to enjoy good food, and it's home-cooked food and real food, and it's not this processed garbage. And you really taught me that you don't have to suffer during weight loss. You can enjoy it and love it and even be better off now than you were before, physically and, you know, being happy about what you're eating.
Yeah, that's very true. And that's what Dallas and Terry taught me, and also Nancy Guberti, who's a great nutritionist, that basically very much food does have to taste good, but it also has to do something for me, you know, in terms of nourishment. And sometimes I'll have a food that has empty calories, you know, like a dessert. But for the most part, food's got to have some nutrients. It's got to have fiber. It's got to be doing something for my vital organs, you know. And now that I've been eating this way, my body totally knows the difference. You know, if I give it completely empty, shallow calories, it doesn't like it. And all the recipes in this book, even though I do include a lot of desserts and things that are really tasty, eggplant parm, stuff like that, they're all whole foods and nothing's overly processed. I give sugar-free options or low-sugar options. And it you'll walk away from each recipe feeling like you've just had something good, but also your body's going to be like, wow, I like that. That really helped me out.
And you were the personification, if I might say, of somebody who has, I'm not going to say failed, but has moved forward, taken a few step backs, and moved forward, taken a few step back. And what made it click for you this time without giving too much away in the book? I know a lot, you've told your story to many people on the site, but for like the new people here, what was that aha moment that you knew that this time was the one? And, you know, how is that, how did that contribute, the cookbook and the recipes contribute to thinking that I can do this for the rest of my life mentality?
Well, a big part of the aha for me in the beginning was even before I ordered the DVDs, and I get this a lot from people who write to me who've seen my YouTube video. They tell me, well, I saw you and how you changed, and for the first time, I have hope, you know, because I just always thought this was hopeless. And I saw somebody on television who was helped by Dallas, and she was like a prototypical hopeless case, up and down her whole life, you know, fighting the scale, fighting her love of food. And she just looked amazing, and she looked happy. And I thought, wow, it just, that's when it clicked. I'm like, there's got to be something to this. I don't know anything about it. I'm calling the number. I'm doing a Google search. And that's what set it in motion. And then when I, of course, saw Arthur's video, that solidified it. I thought, wow, if this guy on Canes can do what he did, then there's definitely hope for me. So that's how it started.
Now, I've never actually really told you this, and I don't broadcast this a lot on the site, but about in 2007, at my highest weight, I was about 320 pounds. And I don't tell this to a lot of people because I feel kind of ashamed about it, but in 2007, I lost 110 pounds. And I kept it off for about a year and a half, 2 years, and I gained it back during a real tough time in my life. A lot of people know me from the site knows I wrestled for 10 years, and my injuries mounted up, and my doctors just threw painkillers at me. And when you're on a steady dose of painkillers, it zaps all motivation from you to do anything. And I just sat there on the couch for literally a year and got fat and gained every single pound back. And the Arthur video was so inspiring to me and really just made me, you know, inspired. But the one that clicked with me the most was you, your video. And I don't think I've ever actually told you this. I was going through the videos on the site, and I saw the Never Surrender video of you. And the fact that you had fallen twice and you managed to get up was the biggest inspiration for me and made me realize that I could do it. And, you know, I've never told you this part of it, but that was the one that really just got me to sign up for DDP Yoga, because you hear all these programs, hey, I lost 100 pounds, you know, everything's great, you know, la-di-da, everything's awesome. But hearing someone's point of view from where I was, where you lost 100 pounds, and it wasn't awesome, and you realized that, you know, things didn't get better instantly, that was, you know, my main catalyst for joining Team DDP Yoga.
Wow, I never knew that. That's very cool. Well, you know, when falling down and sliding back and all that, I think it happens because for whatever reason, you know, we're not there. You know, we're not ready. And there's no – life is just all about learning, like learning from mistakes. And if you're in a place where you've backslid or you feel like you're down, you can get back up. You just have to be very patient with yourself and realize, you know, it's all a learning process. Those two times that I fell down and gained the weight back taught me this time around what not to do. Like, I knew what didn't work, and I knew some of the mistakes I made in hindsight. So it all goes into helping me now. And I, you know, of course at the time it was pretty devastating, but I look back on it, I'm like, you know, I was just kind of feeling my way. I didn't know. You know, I didn't have really any role models or any solid plan. So it took me a little longer, but eventually I just never gave up on myself. And that's the key.
I don't know how you were when you had gained the weight back, but when I was on my diet, and I call it a diet for a reason. I know we don't call DDP Yoga a diet because I'm not on a diet right now, but I was on a diet then. I lost 110 pounds, but I wasn't healthy. I was skinny, but I was healthy. I was living off of frozen meals and bars and, you know, 100 calorie packs. And, you know, that's how I did it the first time. And, you know, what's great about your cookbook and memoir is, you know, people are going to be able to learn to eat healthy, not just lose weight, but be healthy. And that's There's a difference between losing weight and being healthy. Hell, you can be on heroin and lose weight. Doesn't mean you're healthy. And I think that's a big thing that people don't realize. And that I'm great. It's great that you're showcasing that in your book, because people think you need to suffer when you're on a diet per se. But that is not the case at all.
No. And I, you know, I outline really clearly in the book that this isn't a diet, and there aren't going to be any rules like a diet, which I think is good and bad news depending on your viewpoint. Some people want to be told exactly what to do, and I just don't believe in that. I think everybody is unique. We're our own individual fingerprints, and that goes for our eating too. I mean, we all have to figure out how much food is enough for us, what food groups we might be craving that might be kind of hinting at a biological need we might have that particular day. You know, it's just all, you have to feel your way. You have to really start to connect to your instinct and your inner wisdom. And I advocate that a lot in the book. And we're really intelligent creatures, and the diet industry advocates against that. And I really want to urge people to get back to your own, you know, we all did it as toddlers. We knew when to put the fork down or the sippy cup or whatever, and we can do that again. I'm living proof. I mean, I completely live by my hunger cues now, and it's great. It means that I eat, you know, when I'm hungry, and it's not always mealtime, but I eat till I'm satisfied, and the only rule is it's got to taste good, it's got to be whole food, and I eat till I've had enough, not till I'm stuffed. And that, so far, that's worked pretty well for me.
Absolutely. And the I always tell I'm gonna tell you something here. I've been gluten-free for a year and a half now, 90% dairy-free. I'll admit that I don't freak out about dairy as much. If I'm in a restaurant and they put something that has dairy in it, I don't freak out. But I'm 100% gluten-free and try to be as dairy-free as possible. And this week was actually really hard for me. In the a year and a half that I've been doing this, I had a little bit of a struggle this week. And it's a struggle, but it's not. It's a learning process. And I don't struggle, which is weird, because ever since I've lost the gluten out of my life, every time I even think about how I felt before, it was easy to turn something down. This week we had a funeral. Katie's aunt passed away, and her birthday was this week as well. And I set myself up in two situations that were all-day situations, and I didn't prepare myself beforehand and was left to make a bad choice, which I'm like, okay, it's a bad choice. I'll get back on tomorrow. But when tomorrow came, and I was completely set on getting through it no matter what, I started getting these cravings, like these cravings that I haven't had in years. And it's almost like, you know, an alcoholic who takes a sip of alcohol and after being off of it for 2 years. That urge comes back, and it enters back into your life. And I realized this week when I did fall off that wagon those couple days how miserable I felt, and that was just the biggest reminder in the world of why I do this. And, you know, that why you do this and why everyone who's doing this does this. I tell people all the time, the biggest advocate I can give you, the biggest, you know, advertisement I can give for clean eating, do it for 2 weeks, tell me how you feel, and tell me you want to go back.
Yeah, because after you've done it long enough, your body absolutely knows the difference and will rebel if you put something back in it from the gluten or the dairy list.
Absolutely. And can you tell, we're going to put a link in the chat room. Robert, can you handle that? Because I'm not getting the chat room up on my computer for some reason. But we're going to put a link in the chat room where you can order Clean Comfort by Stacey Morris. And Stacey, you're going to be posting all of your Facebook page. I'm going to put a link on mine, and we're going to get it out there, and we're going to have it go up the charts, baby.
All right. And this will be a good time for me to thank Robert again. He is actually the official illustrator of the book. He designed the front and the back cover and was a huge help in putting it together. So hats off to you, Robert.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, that was quite a a project just because of the timing of it. We tried to get it done by Shark Tank, and that was a total, total bust because Shark Tank was crazy. And then when we finally got rolling, it came up to WrestleMania time.
I know.
I don't know where you find the time, Robert.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I have to look under the couch.
I think you have Red Bull running through your veins rather than blood or something. Seriously,
something
do I?
Like
yeah,
that.
Really.
You have so much on your plate, and you manage to get all this done. You manage to come up here and, you know, shoot the crap with us on DDP Radio. He really is. You know, I always say this all the time. Robert is the unsung hero of DDP Yoga. People are always thanking Dallas and the site, and Dallas does so much for DDP Yoga, but none of us could get any of this, you know, content without Robert here, and he really is the backbone of this program.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'd be a little different if I wasn't around. And while we were, just so you know, at the top, we do a little chat before the show airs about, you know, what we're going to do. And you mentioned StacyMorrisCleanComfort.com, so I went ahead and set that up, and that's up and running now. That'll take you directly to the, it'll take you right to the Amazon page.
Yeah, this guy can do technical stuff in his sleep, I swear to God.
I think I actually do most of it in my sleep now.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Robert.
So StacyMorrisCleanComfort.com. That's StacyMorris, CleanComfort.com.
And just to let you guys know, we have a caller on hold whenever you guys are ready to go to that. And the anybody who wants to call in and talk to Stacy about her new book, it's 347-994-1216.
Absolutely. Give us a call. Talk to Stacy. Talk about your eating challenges. Talk about what's working for you. Stacy's here. She's an expert. If you're feeling something, if you're not feeling something, Stacy's probably been through every one of those emotions and can probably help you out. So we do DDP Yoga here, and DDP Yoga doesn't end on the mat. You know, DDP Yoga is a full-encompassing program, which includes, you know, the eating lifestyle, the positive attitude, the workouts. So the workouts are only a fraction of this program, and a lot of people have great results of the workout but end up struggling with the eating aspect of the program. So tonight is your chance to get in all these questions at ddpradio.com, and Stacy's here to answer them. I'll try to put my input in as well because I've probably been through a lot of what you're going through as well. So let's go to our first caller. Who do we got on the line, Robert?
That's Dan.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing good, bro. How are you doing?
Doing great. Finally had a chance to call you guys. My son is 6 months old now, and trying to get a call in when he goes to sleep is a little bit of a teetering challenge. So if I have to hang up, you guys know why. And Stacy, I want to say congratulations on getting your book published. Didn't have a chance to check it out 2 months before now, but I am looking forward to it. And so many of the team, who have collaborated with you and just hearing you talk about it. So congratulations there.
Thank you.
And Mike, it was, thank you a lot for sharing some of your stuff as well. My own personal battle with it, I've been doing the DDP Yoga thing since May of last year, and I can say I've dropped about 50 pounds, so,
awesome.
I wanted to share that with all you guys.
Awesome.
And Mike, when you were talking about the hardest times, I think the hardest times for me are the morning rides to work. When I leave my home and I go towards the office, you know, there's all of that, you know, the poison pits out there that, you know, are trying to get you in there. And yes, sometimes I do fall a little bit, and sometimes I can stay in the proper lane and get to work. But those are the hardest times for me is getting through there. And trying to do the food thing, and my wife has been absolutely phenomenal with all the support. We've got a lot of the gluten-free snacks. We're eating out of the gluten-free Bible. We're working on even slow cooker meals out there that you can do gluten-free that are even simpler when you've got the little boy running around and doing his thing. Making it simple is a big deal. So we're working on that too.
Awesome, man. You said it. I mean, you talked about like just getting in the right lane when you're going by the drive-thru or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
People, I find people a lot don't really you can't underestimate how much willpower has to do with eating clean. And sure, it's mental. Exactly. Sure, it's, you know, you'll get better over time, but it does take a lot of willpower. And willpower is almost like a muscle. The more you work it out, the easier it is to be able to say no to these things, to be able to go to a party and walk away from the cake, to be able to go to a past the drive-through without pulling in. And it really is. It's almost like a muscle that you have to keep working out, because willpower is, you know, people don't talk about this as much, but it's a huge aspect in, you know, your changing your life in more ways than just, you know, eating healthy.
Yeah, definitely.
I think that's so true. That's a great point, Mike, because one of my, downfalls was just nighttime eating. And once I got, you know, started to eat cleaner and the weight started coming off, that was an incentive. I'm like, God, I like this feeling. I like the feeling of feeling healthier and being lighter. So it was motivation for me to not eat at night. But I'm not going to say in the beginning, that was not easy. I had to literally train myself and steer myself away from the kitchen. And it took, you know, a while. I mean, at least a good 6 months before I felt comfortable with not eating, you know. I mean like mindless eating at night. Now it's just second nature because I've been doing it for so long. But there is a definite learning curve in the beginning, you know, when you're trying to really establish habits, you know. So that's very true. And if anyone's just starting out or struggling, it really does take a lot of repetition.
To
get it nailed.
It does. You know, when you go somewhere, you know, you go to a grocery store, you know, you go to a restaurant, you have your usuals, your things. You go to the grocery store, I'm going to grab bread, I'm going to grab butter, you know what you're going to grab, and you don't have to worry about anything. And when you do take the gluten-free, dairy-free plunge, it's a lot of reading labels, it's a lot of looking things up, it's a lot of, you know, doing research on what you're eating, because you really just want to do this. And I got to tell you, once you start getting a regular repertoire of food that you can just grab and know that, okay, that's safe, and you can go through the store, it gets much easier. But at first, it really is overwhelming. I'm not going to lie to you, because it takes a lot of research.
It's also finding where all that stuff is in the grocery stores. Because over the period of months, a lot of the mainstream grocery stores are going to have little sections, and then slowly it's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. So, and it's amazing how many people are demanding these kind of things, and there's more and more products available. Some are better than others, but it's getting bigger by the day.
And we are living in a great time to be gluten-free. I know my uncle has been gluten-free since I was a little kid, and he's been celiac forever, and he couldn't eat anything. Now you can go to mainstream restaurants and they have gluten-free menus, gluten-free sections. It makes it so much easier. It's a great time to be gluten-free because the world is catching on. And, you know, first time someone drank coffee, they're probably like, oh, this is kind of bitter. But then they realize they felt pretty awesome afterwards, and they start drinking coffee regularly. And that's the same thing with gluten. People are realizing the benefits they have and how much, you know, their lives are changing by doing this. And it's catching on, and it's only going to get bigger as more people, you know, take the plunge. And a lot of people think of it as some, you know, BS theory and stuff like that. But I tell people, try it and tell me you don't enjoy it, you know.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, I don't want to take too much of your time, guys. I know you guys got a great show every week. Listen to you for months before calling in the first time. So I also want to make a shout out to Robert. And the few times when I've emailed you, you've always been Johnny on the spot, you know, answering the questions. So thank you very much for all you do and all that you're doing to support the sites. You're always professional looking. And
I appreciate that.
Thank you, and thank you for that. So.
I appreciate
guys,
that, man.
Look forward to calling in again someday, but I'll definitely be listening either live or recorded. So have a great night, and we'll see you guys online.
Take care, bro.
Thanks for calling, Dan.
And we did want to hit real quick. We're going to talk about the retreat for just a minute. I think that was on the agenda for tonight. And Stacey, you've been to the retreat 2 times. Talk to us a little bit. And Robert, you went last year. What was your experience with the retreat? For the people who haven't experienced Mexico yet, there's still time to get in. Tell us about it.
Robert, you first. Robert, are you there? Okay, well, Robert must be on break, but I will say, because I've been 2 years in a row, it's a place where you'd go and you just don't have to think about anything. You know, it's on this beautiful stretch of, you know, palm tree lined land that's right on the beach, lots of really good restaurants, beautiful pools, a spa that's fantastic, world class, and, you know, the workouts are really kind of like the center point of the day. They start in the late morning. Sometimes there's a second one, but it's really cool to just have an entire, you know, group of about 50 people under one roof doing diamond cutters and broken tables, and it's just fun. But there's also the camaraderie, you know, afterwards when we go hang out at the pool. And some, not everybody drinks, a lot of people do, but, you know, we just hang out and have fun. And you just, it's one of those all-inclusive places where you don't have to think about everything. It's already done. So you just go and plop yourself down at a cafe whenever you want. It doesn't matter what time of day it is. Room service, it's all taken care of. And that goes for the drinks. And it's just, it's a beautiful, wonderful place, and it's a really good way to make new connections and new friends and reinforce what we do all year. You know,
it's also a great way to bring your DDP yoga, you know, journey to the next level. I remember my girlfriend Katie. Happy birthday, by the way, Katie. Her birthday was a couple days ago.
Katie.
We went down the first year. It was 3 years ago now, and my girlfriend, as much as she was glad that I was losing weight and, you know, getting healthy, DDP yoga was always a wrestling thing to her. It was a wrestling thing, and she'd rather have the flu than watch wrestling, honestly. So she didn't really embrace it, and she wouldn't embrace it. And I sprung it on her. I said, for your birthday, I'm taking you to Mexico. And she's like, oh, my God. She was so excited and stuff like that. And then I'm like, by the way, it's a DDP yoga retreat. And she's like, oh. So she didn't get it. And she went down there, and she was going to have a good time either way because we're in Mexico. Why not? But she wasn't going to do any of the workouts. She's like, I'm not doing the workouts. You can do the workouts, but I'll go to the beach. And she tried the first workout with the one we had on the beach, and we had been traveling all day, been flying, hadn't eaten, you know, been up since 2 o'clock in the morning getting flights. And during the workout, she almost passed out. And she's like, all right, that's it. I'm not doing another one. And the next morning, she woke up fresh, feeling good. She went to do the workout. Afterwards, she felt like $1 million, and she started meeting people and started getting involved in the community and loved people like Christina Ann and Tracy and Dave Orth, and just started meeting people and Stacy. And after a while, she started to get it. She's like, okay, I kind of get this now. And then we were in the pool, and she was sitting there, and Dallas is sitting there by himself. He goes, come here. So I walk over. He goes, not you, monkey. And pulls Katie over here. Took the time out and sat and talked with Katie for about 45 minutes in the pool. Talked to her about her weight loss goals and talked to her about where she wants to be and how she wants to, you know, what she wants to do. And she said to me afterwards, she goes, okay, I get it. And she really got and grasped the DDP yoga program there. So I tell people all the time, if your spouse, your wife, or your husband, or boyfriend and girlfriend doesn't really get the DDP yoga experience, bring them down to Mexico, because that's nothing better to encompass and engross yourself in that situation to really get the vibe of DDP yoga and the people that do it.
Definitely.
I think that's so true. What about you, Robert? You went last year for the first time.
Well, I spent pretty much the entire week avoiding Michael.
I get that a lot.
It was good. That was, you know, you've got the, you know, all-inclusive stuff. You can stop anywhere and eat anything and drink anything. But my favorite part was the people. It was so cool to meet all these great people that are involved with the team.
It is, you know, that's very cool, you know, because we see these people only virtually, you know, on Facebook or on Team DDP Yoga. And it's really nice to have that 3D experience and sit down with somebody and you know, just get to know them. That's really, really a fun part of it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, because I get to meet not only you, Stacy, but Arthur for the first time, and I've been talking to Arthur for 6-7 years now. And yeah. It was really kind of weird because I felt like I had already met him at some point.
Yeah, I think
you get to put a lot of faces to names.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, it was very
interesting. Absolutely.
Yeah, so
it was a great time. It was great meeting.
Where can people, I don't know it off the top of my head, but there's a website, or you could go to the Travelsmiths website, which is Dallas's sister, Sally, who's really done an amazing job these past several years in pulling it all together.
Yeah.
But if you go to,
DDP Yoga Retreat.
Yeah, DDPYogaRetreat.com.
And this year, as Sally mentioned, what?
No, go ahead.
Well, Sally mentioned last week that there's a new feature to this whole retreat, and that is kids can come this year. Right next door is a new hotel called Generations. It's for all ages, and it's like 2 feet away from the El Dorado Royale, and parents can zip over and do a workout or go to the spa and leave their kids in really good hands. They have activities and programs and babysitters. So you can make it a family affair this year.
You got to get there at least one time. DDPYogaRetreat.com. I always say you go there once, you'll be there twice, because I went the first year with expecting it to be a one-off, and we're there every year now. No question. When July rolls around, we're going to be at the DDP Yoga Retreat to see our DDP Yoga family, and you do become family. And you got to get down there. Beautiful. And not to mention, we're in Mexico on the beach, and it's absolutely gorgeous down there. DDPYogaRetreat.com. I think we have a caller. Is this the godmother of DDP Yoga, Robert?
I think it is.
Hello there, everybody. It's Terry.
Hey, Terry.
Oh.
Sorry, I'm late tuning in. But hey, this published recipe maker. I can't wait to try. Try all your goodies, and I'm so proud of you from the first phone call that we made years ago talking to each other, and look at where you are now. I'm so proud of you. I'm so impressed. And
you helped me get here, and you were such a role model with the way you eat. I mean, From talking to you and just, you know, you would give me so many ideas and hints and tips, and I realized, wow, okay, she's kept her weight off for years now. Years now, it's coming up on 10 years, right? Or is it more than 10 years?
Yes, I guess when I first did it, 2000. So gosh, oh yeah, I guess it would be 13 years. Only the big part came about 2005 or 2007. You know, I did all this in spells. You all are picking up a lot quicker. First it was dairy-free, then gluten-free. Yeah. As I fell apart, I found nutrition was the one thing that was pulling me back into good health more so than anything else, because I was already working out. But the food was been a real learning experience for me, frankly.
Oh, yeah.
And you just were sharing it with me.
But I saw that you never treated this as a diet, you know.
No.
You really listened to your body, and you were very open about, you know, I'm not perfect, and sometimes I have bad days, and I eat a little more. And I just saw how you were so level-headed and forgiving with yourself and didn't have any unrealistic expectations. And then I realized, well, that's having unrealistic expectations is just a setup. So I don't think I'm going to do that to myself anymore. And
oh, good.
Your example.
Terry
is
a ball of positivity. She's like the most amazing person.
Well, thank you, guys. Can I put my husband on so you can remind him of that? No.
You wouldn't believe
us. He might have a slightly different version of me. I'm a food Nazi to him or something. I don't know.
But Terry also, she contributes a couple of recipes in this book, including one of my favorites, which is the black bean brownies. And they're so healthy. And when I first read it, you know, she's emailed it to me, and I'm like, oh, boy, this doesn't look very good. And, you know, let's face it, any clean recipe is not going to taste like a Parisian, you know, patisserie. But, you know, I retrain my palate and I retrain my body. My body does not really want all that cream and sugar and, you know, wheat. So these black bean brownies are actually quite good. They have a wonderful density to them, and they're very chocolatey. And I love eating them and knowing that I'm basically eating lentils, you know, and I'm not really messing up my blood sugar or sending a lot of excess calories down.
I just made a fresh batch today because my freezer is bare, and I made the little energy bite snacks. It was like a cook day because I was hungry, I guess you could tell, and my frozen banana ice cream. So I like to keep my food around. And, yeah, you can feel decadent with a black bean brownie. And you're right, it's not the same as my mother's brownie, but nor is my health the same as my mother was when she last ate them. I mean, I keep that balance in my mind.
Yeah.
What the cherry
is a wealth of information, too. Like, I probably drove you nuts at the DDP Yoga Retreat. I'm asking all these questions to pick your brain all weekend long, but it's just, you know so much, and you're a great resource to people who are trying to do this, you know, get on the clean eating side of, you know, their life. And you've helped Stacy more than, you know, more than anybody. And it's great to have that, you know, mentorship in DDP Yoga, the people who have been here for a while, you know, mentoring the people that are just coming in, and then vice versa, you know, and then going on to the next generation. And, you know, the things you've done for Stacy is unbelievable. I watch that video all the time where she's just bawling her eyes out. You could see what your support meant to her in her journey.
Oh, yeah, that famous ugly cry video.
That will be out there forever.
You're going to be at the retreat this year, Terry?
I always absolutely want to be, and if you haven't gone, and even if you have gone, you got to go back, you guys. It was so fabulous, was it not? And like you had said, Robert and Mike, and it's to meet everybody, and just as Stacy had put it, so many of you I talk to by email, you know, sometimes by phone and through the DDP Yoga site and stuff, but to get face-to-face, and then spend real time with you and getting to work out with you and just walking around and talking about things and seeing you in person, it's extra special. It's a big deal to meet all these people across the world that I actually talk to now. So it's a huge deal. However, that said, my husband and I are building a house in another town in Gainesville, and because of the winter delays and then the rain, the delays on the building makes us a closing and finishing in July. So I am sick about it. And I just can't escape if closing is coming then. However, by May or so, we might be able to see there could be enough delays that would put me farther over. It's just really, really bad timing, and I've been very, very disappointed. You know,
well, I'll tell the organic margarita in your name.
Oh, please, at least one, a couple more. But no, I can't tell you all how much I'm going to miss it. So if you have a chance to go and you don't go stand with these people and work out with them and hear their stories and watch how they eat, and most of all, just laugh and have a good time. And it's such a fabulous place, fabulous.
It's not your typical yoga retreat. It's not your mama's yoga retreat. It's not the sitting with your legs crossed with your hands together, humming and chanting to the ground. We have a blast. We party. We're having cocktails. We're laughing it up. We're eating good. We're drinking good. We're working out good. And it's the only vacation you could ever go to where you could actually lose weight on vacation. Because last year I came home and I lost 5 pounds after eating clean all week and working out hard. And what other vacation can you do that?
Exactly. And they make great gluten-free food if y'all are just kind of getting into that and seeing what it tastes like and that you can eat out in all kinds of places and different restaurants and still eat healthy. And then you have some great workouts. And so you're right. You're not going to come back going, oh, I gained 10 pounds this week while I was on vacation. You're going to be strong, fit, and have eaten healthy and had a great time and not feel like you're the one on the diet while the rest of the world's eating around you.
Absolutely.
I
while I have
you
on the
so
phone,
good.
Terry, I wanted to ask you something real quick. I know you're legit, like, hardcore celiac. Like, you have the reactions.
I do.
I have never been diagnosed celiac, but I definitely notice effects from the gluten, and I know that I have some kind of sensitivity. But when I'm around you or, you know, even at a restaurant, I sometimes feel like, you know, like people don't take it seriously because I'm not celiac. And it almost feels like I'm being pretentious a little bit when I'm ordering gluten-free. How do you deal with people around you that, you know, you have people that are gluten-free but not celiac? How do you deal with that situation? I feel like people kind of don't understand it much.
Well, I do get what you're saying And what I've noticed the difference in, I was diagnosed in 07, and back then people didn't really know what a celiac was, or you could hardly get any food out. I didn't have much dialogue. Now it's come so trendy that actually I get comments like when I say I need to eat gluten-free, they say, oh, are you just choosing to, in that kind of a tone, or do you...
Right.
You're one of the sick ones. And I said, well, unfortunately for me, I'm the one of the sick ones, and I get sick quick. So they say, oh, okay. But I'm thinking what an attitude they have now, because I'm hearing it in that tone, so I can understand if you're choosing it, how they're probably rolling their eyes like, great, making my job more challenging or something. And I didn't have that just a few years ago, the attitude. And I don't deal with it now because I am someone that gets sick, but I just lay it out like that. But I would just still take it. And since there's two kinds of gluten intolerance, you can be intolerant but not a celiac. And just as importantly, the intolerant people don't feel well, perhaps like with bloat and health. So I would say if you feel better eating gluten-free, I would consider myself someone that is not just choosing it, but medically should be. It's just you're in a different category, and shame on people that make you feel crappy for actually eating healthier. But there is an attitude, and you are feeling it out there because I'm getting it said to me like that. So.
Absolutely. And that's a great response, too, because, you know, you do feel kind of like, you know, an eye roll when you say, I'm getting gluten-free. Can I get this gluten-free? You get that kind of attitude. I never knew how to deal with that, but you put it a great way.
Yeah, I guess you just have to ignore it because it's like you know something they don't know, obviously.
Absolutely.
And you can't dummy down or go backward, but I am surprised that I'm getting that repetitively. And then they forgive me, like, oh, okay, well, sorry, you get sick, we'll be careful. Like, well, you should be careful for all those requesting that, but I see how it's changed.
Yep, absolutely. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. We appreciate you being on and being part of Stacey's journey.
Oh, she's just done so much for all of us that eat gluten-free. And I'm happy to share the recipes I have. I've been getting things from her. We've been talking about food for a long time. And she's going to really help everybody out with delicious ways to make food and to share it with others, so that they get that we're not suffering and see a lifestyle that is making us all healthy and more people join in. Even if they don't always eat gluten-free, they're going to find that they feel better when they do certain things. And we're making this all normal. We're normalizing this way of eating.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's becoming bigger and bigger and bigger, and it's not so weird anymore, which is great.
Exactly. It is easier. It is easier to be different with food and people that avoid dairy. I actually do sometimes feel that servers are challenged because you have the people that have shellfish and dairy and gluten, and it's not like the old days and people just order food, you know. So I try to remember they're having a hard time, or sometimes because I do get sick, I do worry about putting my hands into an 18-year-old server who, you know, who may make me sick if they're not paying attention. So I want them to be paying attention to me and not angry or feeling like I've ruined their evening with another, here comes another crazy bitch or something. It's not what they eat. So I try to keep them happy with me.
Absolutely.
It's just what works for you.
Absolutely. Words from the godmother, everybody, the godmother of DDP Yoga, Ms. Terry Lang.
Thank you all. And wonderful, Stacey. Yay to you. And welcome, Michael.
Thank you for calling.
Glad you're on board, you all. Have a lovely, happy Easter. A healthy, happy Easter.
Have a clean Easter.
Thank you so much, Sherry.
You're welcome.
Thanks,
good night,
Terry.
You all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And we have one more caller we have time for. We got Bill up next. Bill's on the line. Is Bill here?
Yes. How's it going, listen? How's it going?
Going good.
Bill? Awesome. I would like to congratulate Stacey on her book. That's awesome.
Thank you. That's
a great accomplishment to have under your belt. And I want to kind of maybe follow that up with to maybe see if not only the book can maybe be on Amazon, but also like on a couple of different other avenues as well, just to have them in alternative formats. And because, I mean, it'll make it easier for people with, you know, vision or blindness to get a hold of, you know, Clean and Comfort book as well.
Yeah, okay.
And,
that's a great point, and this is my first venture into the publishing realm.
Yeah, definitely I can help you out with that because I can email you, like, the websites. You can just look them up and, you know, possibly put your book on there. And,
okay, I would love to do that.
Yeah, because then I was like, you know, it'd be easier. Everyone could then get it, and you could, you know, have that as another, like, avenue and another, you know, thing to kind of branch off of. And, you know, everything that the previous caller said was that is true. You know, people, the DDP yoga program is not just something you do. It's, you know, a lifestyle. You have fun. You work at it, have, you know, ups and downs. And you eat good. That's the important part.
Absolutely. Eating is crucial. Good eating.
Myself, go ahead.
No, I think it is crucial to get this to as wide an audience as possible because basically, you know, America's pretty hurting right now in terms of what's available to them.
Yeah, and what I stumble upon, me and other people that I know as blind individuals, is, you know, everything's made towards sighted people. I'm not trying to offend all you guys on here, but everything is geared towards sighted people. And, you know, if we want to read a good book that's out, like, we have to go through another service to acquire it, and not a lot of people, when they make it or create it, are like, hey, there's blind people out there that could read this. Let's make it accessible for them, too. And, you know, I just say, hey, if, you know, let's make it free game for everybody.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you raised that point. And how can I email you?
You could email me directly. I'll give that to you. I actually have yours because I emailed you at one time for Clean Food Ideas. and I will provide that sometimes, you know, just a call.
Okay. Is this Bill Henson?
Yes, this is Bill Henson.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I remember your email. Sure. So I've got your email then somewhere in my file.
Yeah, I actually changed it. I'm no longer at gmail.com. I took that out and I went with outlook.com.
Okay.
All the rest of it's still the same.
All right, cool.
Awesome.
Right,
great point, Joe.
Yeah, no, I mean, and Mike, I like the fact that you kind of shared some things too that, you know, weren't shared before, you know, and very kind of, you know, personal to you, which, hey, you just said, well, I'm going to, you know, put it out there to the DDP family and myself, things, actually something great that I did today. I just, you know, visited a organic farm. And I've been into that the last couple of days, and I might have like an in towards a local food farm here, and just really, really knowing like, hey, what's good food and what's crappy food, and just everything you guys have mentioned, like maybe videos you posted. It's like that's only one way to go, and it's, you know, Go up, get healthy, and feel good about it.
That's the first step, man, taking the plunge, you know, getting it done, and you'll find your way as you move along. It's a process, man.
Oh, yeah, you know, it's not going to happen overnight. You're not going to be like, oh, you know, you're not going to be like, oh, yeah, I want to, like, lose 100 pounds. I mean, you know, it's not going to happen from one day to the next real quick, so...
Absolutely.
You want the right track.
Yeah, and I like the fact because I read the DDP Yoga book, and I love the fact that it's a different style and a different type of yoga, and the terms are a lot modern, which for me clicks because I'm not too into the get within yourself. Or become one within yourself and the chanting, the humming. No offense to like that at all, but I'm just more of like into something that's modern, more like more relatable.
Yeah, absolutely. Relatable is a great term.
Yeah,
definitely. It sounds like you're on your way, man.
Yeah. So I mean, I'm getting there.
Awesome. Well, keep us posted, man. Call us in. Let us know how you're doing. And definitely keep moving forward and email Stacy, and we'll try to work it out so you can get read her book as well.
All right, man. Thank you very much. Okay. And I enjoy it.
Thanks for calling,
yeah.
Bill.
Take care.
You too.
All right. Well, it's just about that time to wrap things up. Once again, Stacy Morris's book is available right now. Stacy Morris, cleancomfort.com, STACEY. MORRIS, cleancomfort.com. Stacy, any last words?
No, I just really am so touched by all the support and all the kind words and well wishes that I've gotten from the team members. Thank you so much. And, Robert, we have a big announcement, right?
Right. Yeah, our first, actually, I think he's still in the house. He's in chat. The first UK DDP Yoga Challenge winner is with us, Mark Furness, all the way from the UK.
Right.
Yay.
Yeah, so that was, yeah, go to our YouTube or ddptv.com, and you can check out his video there. It's very, very cool. He's got a great story. I mean, him and his wife both. Really, really inspirational stuff. Mark, you kicked ass, and you deserve it, man.
Yeah, he's had a great transformation, and he's really out there and active in the community. He's a great source of inspiration, and he's also really funny. So look him up. He's on Facebook, and look him up on Team DDP Yoga.
Mark Furness, DDP Yoga Challenge goes international.
Absolutely, and there's a long story about how that check made it all the way to Mark, but we'll save that for another day.
Okay.
All right. Well, we're going to wrap things up. Stacey Morris, our new book, Clean Comfort, definitely check it out. Stacey's a brilliant writer. She writes a ton of stuff for the DDP Yoga community in her blog, Stacey Morris, Hungry for the Truth. It has all kinds of great stuff as well. So do yourself a favor. Check out her book. Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Stacey. Great show tonight.
Yeah, thank you guys very much.
And
thanks for
remember,
all your plugging, Mike and Robert. Thanks for all your plugging and your support.
No, anytime.
Anytime. And we'll keep giving you love so people can pick up this book and own their health, own the day, and own their life. See you guys.
Kicked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige.
Oh, into the diamond cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work and, most importantly,
own your life.
Talk Radio.